So Eric, explain a little bit what this trust will be able to do.
What makes this housing trust unique is it's a housing trust to address the issue of middle-income and middle-class housing in Provincetown. The cost of living is very high here, and you have real estate values of a single-family home starting at about $800,000, which is obviously untenable for people making middle-class income. But in addition, they make too much money to qualify for affordable housing. So this sort of addresses that gap.
And this is unusual in that it's for middle-income and there aren't other trusts like this around?
Yeah, that's correct, because with the state, with our Affordable Housing Trust Fund, you can get funding for and spend money on people with incomes basically up to about 80% of area median income, which is about $47,000. This will address from 80 to 200% of the area median income, so $47,000 to $107,000 for a single-person household. This will help, you know, people that maybe own small businesses or their police officers or their school teacher, where they can't see themselves buying because the real estate market is too inflated, but they don't qualify for affordable housing. And there's also severe lack of market rate rental housing. So this will address that.
Talk about the ways in which the fund will actually do that. Is it going to look to buy properties and then manage those properties?
Well, right now we're in the process of forming the Board of Trustees, and they're going to have to choose a task. We could procure properties and then probably hire a management firm. We could also investigate the possibility of buying deed restrictions, but probably I think we'll end up procuring properties. We have $1.5 million in the trust fund, which was voted on prior to legislation being signed into law by Governor Baker. You could probably buy a multifamily home for $1.5 million, or you could buy a number of smaller units. Or we could decide also to leverage, borrow against the trust fund. So there's a lot of options. It's pretty exciting.
How did the trust come by that money? How was it seeded?
The taxpayers of Provincetown. Town meeting voted twice to take money from free cash, which is also known as surplus, and transfer it into this housing trust fund before it was even created. We have a lot of housing stock. I mean, there's actually, 4,000 residential units in town, but the vast majority are rented out seasonally, weekly, or they're for second homeowners. 70% of our homeowners are second homeowners. This is clearly an issue. We want to have a viable, interesting, socioeconomically diverse community, then we need to keep middle-class people here.
Well, thanks so much, Eric Yingling of the Provincetown Board of Selectmen.
Thank you, Catherine.